We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From the Foreign Desk, Michael Mackey joins us on the program. Hello, good sir. You look fantastic.
Shalom.
Wait, can
I'm
we
ready,
go back?
I'm ready for any sort of...
From the Foreign Desk.
At the Foreign Desk.
At the Foreign Desk. I'm ready for any sort of inclement weather because it wouldn't be... I wouldn't be subbing. I wouldn't be filling in if there weren't inclement
weather.
Well,
there was bad weather yesterday when you were on.
You're welcome.
There is a possibility for tornadoes and hail this afternoon.
Again. If,
by the way, you just joined the show and look outside the window. The winds have picked up dramatically.
The second you hit the on button on that old microphone.
Welcome to Hurricane Mackie. I just blew in.
Call him Michael the Storm Mackie.
I see okay. What you did there.
All right.
You know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
60% chance of scattered thunderstorms next hour. 60% chance during Festivus Friday, if we even get to it. 60% chance all night. Michael Mackie.
Well, I didn't anticipate it being this volatile. However, I will say there are several big name storm hunters in town. Never a good sign when they are in the Kansas City metropolitan area. Also, when I was driving out to, where did I go today? When I was driving out to Leawood today, I saw one of those weird, and it was not something I'd ever seen before. It was a weird, like, megaton storm chaser van, and I couldn't catch the logo, so I'm sorry if that was you, but it was clearly not like Channel 9, Channel 40.
It was somebody who was here to do research.
Right. It looked like the big end from Twister. You
remember
that?
A weather tracking tank almost.
Yeah.
Like the University of Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. They were in town speeding down the road, and I was like, oh, that's not a good sign.
There have been tornadoes confirmed up in Omaha. I know that that's well out of our listening area, but that is the same storm cell, well, not cell, but line of storms.
Listen up, my dear KMBZ listeners. I need you to be mindful and keep your eyes on the skies. There, my job here is done.
From the text line, Michael, how was the comedy show last night?
You know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had not seen, I'm trying to think. I don't think I had seen any one of those funny ladies. There were probably 10 female comedians, including an improv troupe called Krusty Mustard. Rusty Mustard. Okay, sure. I think they were from Lawrence. Anyway,
interesting.
Strange name.
Everybody killed. And for some odd reason, they put me in the front row. So all the females.
Why is that funny?
Well, I didn't ask to be in the front row. I got there late and they were like, hey, there's one seat right up there. And I was like, in the front? Where the women can pick on me because I'm the only boy in the front row.
Do they pick on you?
No, they all sort of acknowledged me like, I see you, boy, person, man.
Were you like the only man there?
No, there were some men there. But I mean, some of the women paid a lot of money to be up front. And then I just amble in, you know.
Well, you're Michael Mackey.
Right before the show starts. But it was, you know, it was fun to see all of the performers. And Becky Blades, who was the MC last night, she was a diva. I loved watching all of them.
You're just lucky you got there right before the show started, because I refuse to show up to a comedy show late, because if
my beanstalk
of a
self
walked in, they would lock on to me and I would just be the rest of their act.
Yeah, they would skewer you.
Yeah, they really would. I'm sorry about that. But, well, you're 9'4", so you kind of stand head and shoulders above people, Samuel. Just saying. But yeah, so Janelle Banks was the closer last night. She was the sort of headliner.
Who did we talk to yesterday? Jen Mann.
Humor writer and New York Times bestselling author.
Did she do okay?
Oh, yeah. She was hilarious. But this Janelle Banks is...
I could never get on stage and do comedy.
Oh, I could do it in a white hot minute.
You could?
Oh, yeah. To me, it's not stand-up comedy. It's storytelling for me. And I can spin a good yarn if I have to. I mean, I can spin a good yarn, as my mom would say.
Okay.
You really, would you have stage fright? You couldn't get up and make people laugh.
So, well, I don't know if I could or couldn't. Here's what I'll tell you is I know that at any given moment, there are thousands of people listening to this show. Right?
Right.
You see his head growing? I'm just kidding. Continue.
In the 5 o'clock hour, there are tens of thousands listening.
Really, Sam? We're going to fight today.
Just poking the bear.
Okay.
Oh, don't poke the bear. Don't poke the bear.
At any given moment, if I can finish my point, there are thousands and thousands of people that listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never nervous. Like, I get butterflies. Gene Simmons once said, if you don't get butterflies before you go on stage, don't go on stage. So every day at 2 o'clock, I get the butterflies in the stomach. I get just a little bit nervous, right? But during the course of the show, you and I can have this conversation with or without Sam.
Rude. Sam.
And
wow. All right.
And it doesn't bother me. And I'm not nervous. But when I'm standing in front of people, like you and I are doing some sort of an event in October, I am petrified. There's a reason I haven't sent that Sarah gal my biography yet.
You're stalling?
Yes.
You're going to be on stage with me, your hashtag best friend, and we're going to be talking to somebody that you love about addiction and sobriety.
And I'm scared to death.
Okay, I will hold your hand. Nothing will go wrong.
I don't need you to hold my hand. I'm just saying, talking into a microphone when I feel like I'm just talking to you and Sam, even though I know we're talking to thousands of people, doesn't bother me.
Because eyes aren't on you.
Because I can't see them.
Right.
But when I'm standing in front of a crowd, I get petrified.
I had no idea.
Petrified. Dana is really good at it. She is great getting in front of a crowd. I cannot do it.
Sam?
I shake in my boots until I get one laugh. The second I get one laugh, it's like, oh, how's everybody doing? But before that, I'm like, hey guys, I'm Sam. How's it going?
Dana
and Parks.
Is this thing on?
I work.
Is this thing on?
I work on a local news station, and
yeah,
that's what I do. And then they laugh, and I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, this breakfast conglomerate that we're giving coming up this, is it fall?
It's October.
Yeah.
It's in October.
It's going to be a big deal. Because I don't think you and I have talked semi-candidly on the air about our sobriety and our stories. But this is to a crowd of people, of addiction specialists. And I mean, these are
addicts.
Addicts, right. So
don't mess up.
Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Really calming the nerves, aren't I?
Don't screw this one
up.
Hey,
they're all going to be looking at you, so don't mess up.
Why, yes, I would like a mimosa. Thanks. Not. So, yeah, no, that's going to... You know what? I've never been on stage with you, so that's going to be, well, for you, terrifying, but for me, it'll be awesome. So,
but here's something else. Like, when I... And this was years ago. This was 10 years ago. When I would play drums in Almost Kiss, I would get, like, butterflies in my stomach... But I was never nervous. Like, when I went up I knew what I was doing. I knew that I could do it. And so playing music in front of other people never made me nervous. It's speaking in front of other people.
You weirdo, you speak for a living.
I know.
But when eyes are upon you, but when
I play drums in front of a crowd.
Yeah, but you're in makeup and you're behind a drum
set. It doesn't make me nervous. I'm not nervous.
Because you're right at home.
That?
Maybe.
That is shocking to me. I would have never known that about you. Thank you for sharing. I promise everything will be okay.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Don't screw up.
I think I'm a master of the class.
So
Mac is going to be like, take it away, Scott. What's a guy got to do to get a drink around here?
What's a guy got to do to get a drink around here? Very well played.
Too soon, Sam.
Very
but
too
still,
soon.
Sorry. Still funny.
Touchy subject.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after 5
o'clock. Hilarious.
Right after 5 o'clock. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. Filling in today for Dana Wright. He's also the co-host of Get Lost on Channel 19.
That's Kansas City PBS.
KCPT. So make sure you check out their show. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMVZ. All right, so let's get this out of the way. A little homework here. This is from KCTV 5.
Who's watching me?
Severe storm activity continues to develop as we move towards the evening. A large area, and I'm not a meteorologist, so I have no idea what I'm reading. A large area of low pressure continues to stabilize the atmosphere. This will provide an opportunity for isolated yet severe supercells this evening as early as 4 or 5 p.m., continuing into the time that we head to bed. Hail, damaging wind, some tornado activity are likely.
What the hail?
The environment is conducive for a few tornadoes, which could produce hail of 2 inches in diameter or more. Flash flooding will also be possible amid thunderstorms with heavy rainfall.
Do you want me to put that in layman terms for you?
We're about to get our butts kicked.
The sky is mad, and it's not going to move very fast, so it's going to sit there and be mad over our heads, and bad things might happen. Okay. Be ready.
All right.
Okay. Now, those are layman terms.
If you look outside, it is mostly to partly cloudy.
But the clouds are moving, man.
The clouds are moving quickly, and they are moving from west to east, which is not unusual, and the winds have picked up dramatically.
So several people from the text line chimed in when I said I saw that tank of a storm chasing vehicle. And apparently there's this guy, his name is Reed, I don't know this person, Reed Timmer is an extreme storm chaser who has millions upon millions of followers.
R-E-E-D or R-E-I-D?
Reed, I think it's R-E-E-D.
R-E-E-D. He has a PhD in extreme meteorology, which sounds like it's made up.
Extreme meteorology?
Well, he has several tanks.
He definitely has a PhD.
He has several tanks that chase their storm chasing vehicles. And apparently, now I can't confirm that that was the vehicle I saw, but if he's in town, then we are doomed. So, yeah.
Okay. He's 44 years old. Let's see here.
He's got a bazillion followers, so I just kind of snooped around it.
He's an American meteorologist and a storm chaser. Went to college at University of Oklahoma, calls himself an extreme meteorologist. Okay. Simmer down. All right. Simmer down.
Well, so basically, he's built these vehicles up so that the metal just fans out to the ground so wind can't get underneath them.
Look at that car.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm telling you, well, it's called, apparently the one that's in town.
SRV Dominator 1?
It's called,
okay,
yes.
Okay, all right.
And people are telling me the Dominator 3 is the one that's in town.
Okay.
So many Dominators.
We need to take a break.
All right.
You guys are saying it wrong. It's the Dominator.
The Dominator.
One.
Well, apparently the Dominator 3 is in town.
Okay. If you're calling your car the Dominator, it's not a Dominator. And look at this dork.
He is ready for anything.
I mean, he is ready for a thunderstorm.
From the text line, it could be worse. Jim Cantor could be in town. This is true.
Well, Michael Mackey's in town. He began chasing storms in 1999.
Bless Hey, Reed, if you're listening, and I know that you probably are, please call in your Dominator truck, in your truck of domination.
As we just made fun of you.
Text line says that he's in Nebraska.
Oh, well.
Oh, he's in, so.
The Dominator.
The Dominator is in Nebraska. Nebraska.
Well, I'm sure the Dominator is headed this way.
We're dumb. We're dumb.
From the text line, Scott, would you say he needs to timmer down? Because his last name's Timmer. That's funny. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, 0917. I thought that was funny. Apparently no one else at this studio does.
No,
he needs
to timmer down.
You need it. I'm going to read. We need you to timmer down.
The Dominator is in Nebraska. Okay.
Ooh, he was one of the main follows on the Discovery Channel series Storm Chasers. Who knew? So he is kind of a big deal. Well, I'm just saying, if you see him, we're doomed. Doomed!
You know who thinks he's a big deal?
Who?
He does.
Oh, well, and quite a few people on the text line.
Currently, we're just looking at a flood watch in all of the metro. It has not built up to anything more scary yet. More scary. I know. I'm good at English. Talk well.
Well, apparently he was at the Legends earlier today. So the more you know.
The NBC, legend is.
The legend of the Dominator.
So I know you don't do sports ball, but we would be remiss if we don't mention that the Kansas City Chiefs drafted a wide receiver last night out of the University of Texas.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
Xavier Worthy.
As the 28th pick.
Okay. They had to move up for that.
I love this, by the way, because they traded with the Bills to move up. You want to know who the Chiefs drafted the last time they traded with the Bills for a first-round draft pick?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Both of you realize that ever since we started talking about the Dominator, you guys can't seem to get out of radio voice, and I can't either. You guys just did that entire last segment. Sam,
no,
did you?
We didn't.
Did you? Yes.
Okay,
do you know
I am
the last
so sorry. I think that it is a great pick for the Chiefs to choose Xavier Worthy out of the University of Texas. He is really fast, and I think he will run routes well. Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy.
The Dominator.
From the University of Texas. Coming to Kansas City.
Radio voice is my favorite voice with you, too, because it's... You guys don't do it very often. You do it to mock and to joke around.
I loved yesterday when you were like, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. With Jen Mann. I don't know why I did that. I've literally never said, welcome to the show. I was clearly excited to talk to Jen Mann yesterday, apparently.
Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that Worthy can contribute to special teams as well as being a dynamic wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Hey, boys, do you know what I did earlier today? I had a big day. I interviewed one Mr. Donny Osmond.
What?
I did. And, okay, this is a true story. Donnie, we are probably 0.04 seconds into the interview. Like, I said, hi, Donnie. And he said, hi, Michael. And he goes, Kansas City. And I go, Kansas City. And then Donnie just started talking about Kansas City.
No kidding.
And did not stop talking. Like, I didn't get a word in for about, I'd say 90 seconds. So when we come back.
And you were itching because that was way too long.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to hear all the things that Donny Osmond loves about Kansas City. And the list is long, people.
Oh, good.
The list is long.
I love Donny Osmond.
He is coming here. He's bringing his big, big, big boy Vegas show to Kansas City on June 11th.
913-586-7798. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. Filling in today for Dana Wright. She is back on Monday. Sam Stevie III. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you? Why are you not air drumming?
I just did.
Oh, I missed it?
One of my favorite bands, YMT, Yesterday and Today.
That's got to be one of the weirder names for a band I've ever heard.
YMT. They were huge in a place that I used to live in.
Right, in a foreign land.
That I'm not allowed to talk about anymore.
I never said you weren't allowed to talk
about it. Yes, you pretty much did. Yes, you pretty much did.
Speaking of, we got the bingo cards here on
wait,
the wall.
What does YNT stand for?
Yesterday and Today.
Oh, Yesterday and Today. Yeah. Hey, apologies. I know that I just hyped my interview with Donny Osmond, but we are having a tiny bit of technical difficulty, so we're going to do that at the 3:45 segment. So coming up, standby stations, standby people.
From NBC News, The Simpsons, to fans' dismay, has just killed off an original character, Larry the Barfly.
Larry the Barfly.
After 35 years.
Is kind of a bit character, isn't he? Isn't he a bit player?
He is.
Like Moe's Bar?
A man of few words, and true to his nickname, Larry Dalrymple.
What?
Dalrymple.
Oh, okay.
Is his last name.
I feel like we shouldn't give last names to characters in cartoons unless it's actually important, because that's just a weird.
He was often seen at Moe's Tavern drinking beer. There, he would see Homer, Lenny, Carl, and Moe, who he considered his best friends, even though they never really talked. Last week, showrunner Matt Selman shared a poll on Twitter asking fans to guess who will breathe their last breath in the upcoming new episode. Homer, Marge, Bart, or Larry the Silent Barfly? Fans overwhelmingly chose Larry, with many expressing their dismay at the regular character's death, despite him ever having many lines on the show.
Yeah, he had like one line a season, but still.
Some fans mourned the character by posting his photo. Others eulogized him. And one user said, even though Larry has only spoken 20 words in 30 years, they still feel badly for him.
How did he die? How'd they kill him off? Has the episode aired yet?
It doesn't say how they killed him off.
Oh, it's probably liver failure. Just saying. He was always at Moe's. And shocker, what did you tell me right before we went on the air?
I have never in my life, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, I have never seen an episode of The Simpsons.
In 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Actually, it's longer than 30 years. You'll recall The Simpsons came out when I was in...
They started on the Tracy Ullman show.
When I was in college at the University of Nebraska, which would have been in 1989, 1990. So that it's been 34 years that show's been on the air.
Well,
and I have never, and I don't have anything against it. I think it's funny. Like the little clips that I've seen, I think are funny. I have never in my life watched an episode of The Simpsons.
I'm not going to Simpson shame you because we've talked about.
We don't do that on this show.
We've talked about what show I've never seen, and it's Seinfeld. And I'm not ashamed to admit that because I never could figure out what the big deal was. So. Never seen an episode of Seinfeld, and you've never seen an episode of The Simpsons.
What is the one thing, because I'll tell you mine here in just a second, you've never seen that you would expect people to shame you for?
The one thing, wait.
That you've never seen, movie or TV show. That you would expect people to shame you for.
Really? We've talked about this. I've never seen The Wizard of Oz, and I live in Kansas.
I've never seen The Godfather.
Oh. Well, there's that. I think Wizard of Oz probably trumps your Godfather, since The Wizard of Oz is played like every year, and I live in Kansas.
Oh, you think The Godfather's not?
Well. Are you purposefully avoiding The Godfather?
No. I have nothing against it. I'm
purposefully avoiding The Wizard of Oz.
Why?
Because, well, it's just now it's just a conversation piece. Now
it's a great movie.
Now I can't say, I don't want to suddenly say, well, after 40 years, I've finally seen The Wizard. No, I'm not going to do that. So there you go. But I've seen the little clips. I mean, I know all the, I'll get you my pretty little dog too. Ha! I've seen all those. Like I know.
We're off to see the wizard.
The wonderful wizard of Oz. See, I know all the pop culture references. Mm-hmm. I saw The Wiz. Does that count? I saw Wicked.
With Michael Jackson?
I'm going to ease on down the road.
Wow.
Don't you care nothing that my man... Come on, ease on down
what?
The road.
Would you... I have it on DVD. Would you like to come over to my home and watch The Wizard of Oz?
No.
Well, then he wouldn't be able to claim that he's never seen The Wizard of Oz and he lives in Kansas.
I mean, I am a friend of Dorothy, but I'm not inclined to watch The Wizard of Oz, so... I just had my niece ask if M2 was a communist because he's never seen The Wizard of Oz. I am not a communist. I was sheltered growing up, apparently.
From the text line, I have never seen an episode of The Walking Dead. Neither have I.
I
don't do zombie movies.
Wait, from 6110, I've never seen A Christmas Story and people shame me all the time. Well, they should.
I've never seen A Christmas Story.
What?
Whoa.
I'm trying not to shame you.
We have agreed that we do not movie or TV show shame on this show.
I mean, that what sounded like a lot of shaming.
Sorry.
It certainly did, Samuel.
My voice went up into an octave that it doesn't normally go into. I was more surprised than it was dismay or disdain. What? I can see where you would think that was shame, and it was not.
It sounded like shame.
Well, maybe it was a little shame.
Anyway. You ever seen Airplane?
Anywho.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You ever been to Dodge City?
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
You guys, I downloaded the audiobook to... There's an oral history. There's a book called Surely You Can't Be Serious. It's literally the story of how Airplane came together, and it is my favorite audiobook of all time. It has all the actors, Robert Hayes. It has everybody in it talking about how Airplane came to fruition.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yes.
Do you speak Jive?
Do you speak Jive?
I speak Jive.
Have you seen The Grinch Who Stole Christmas? Somebody on the text line says they have not.
I have seen The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
I have too.
Somebody says you guys need to grow up and watch those movies. That is shaming.
Stop shaming us.
That is shaming.
From the text line, I'm ashamed to admit I watched Alf. Well, I mean...
We were all back in the 80s.
It was the 80s. It was a different time. 8254.
A story here from Channel 5. Keep Robert Courtney behind bars.
Please.
That is the message from three Missouri representatives to the Department of Corrections. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, Sam Graves, have contacted Attorney General Garland and Colette Peters, the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons this week. The two lawmakers are urging the Attorney General and Peters to keep convicted felon Robert Courtney in prison. Reading here from their note, Robert Courtney's violent crimes were heinous. To this day, it is difficult to find anyone in the region that has not been impacted, who didn't have a family member, friend, or loved one stolen from them too soon by Robert Courtney.
4,200 victims.
Through fraud and deceit.
Wait, give some context for listeners who might not.
Robert Courtney was a pharmacist. And he was convicted in, I believe, the late 1990s, early 2000s.
2002.
Okay, thank you. And what he did was he diluted cancer medications.
He watered stuff down.
He watered them down. That's correct.
Anything that came in a liquid form, he would dilute. He admitted to diluting 72 different medications.
Yeah. He is a horrible, satanic human being.
Why are they lobbying to keep him in prison? Is he about to get out or something?
He's about to go into house arrest.
So on June 20th.
No!
On June 20th of this year, he will be released 2 years early to a halfway house. He will stay there for a month and 11 days, and then he will be put on house arrest.
What was his sentence?
It was like 26 years or something
I think that's right.
Yeah.
But because of good behavior...
And
he runs the risk of getting out early.
And so these three politicians are saying, no, ma'am, no, sir.
We had Michael Ketchmark on. Michael Ketchmark was the representative of many of the families who were affected. And he called on Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker to charge him with murder.
He diluted 98,000 prescriptions.
Oh.
98,000 prescriptions.
And it was because he wanted to profit off this.
Correct. Millions of dollars. Millions.
And he made millions.
Yeah.
You know, I won't say the name because I don't want my brother-in-law, who was a friend of mine from high school, Robert Courtney lived right across the street from him in the Northland. And I won't say my brother-in-law's name. I don't want to get him in trouble. But Robert and his wife, I think now ex-wife, at least as far as I know, still lives in that house in the Northland.
He has not been charged with any sort of murder, any sort of manslaughter. He was convicted of fraud and adulterating medications.
Yeah. And yet dozens, if not hundreds of people died because of what he did. He is the embodiment of evil.
From the text line, don't slander Satan by that comparison.
Well, that might actually be a fair point.
Good point, 4685.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Michael Mackey, Sam Stevie, my name is Scott. Don't forget to check out the Daniel Parks podcast, available anytime you want. Just go to kmbz.com. All right, obviously it's windy. Sam, give us an update on the weather, please.
Yeah, this just in from the National Weather Service. Basically, all of the metro and the west of the metro is now under a tornado watch. If you go as far east as Warrensburg, you're just under a flood watch. But all the way north to, quite frankly, the Iowa state line, down to Butler and west, as far as the map will show me, is now under a tornado watch.
And Michael, were you not saying that there was
Somebody from the text line said there's a major cell moving through. Several people texted in that there's a major cell moving through Lawrence. So okay. That is from the text line. That has not been confirmed by the radar.
All right, but we are under now a tornado watch. Sam, did you say the time that would expire?
Standby.
Okay.
Yes, be mindful. Keep your eyes on the skies tonight, people.
Remember, a watch means be wary. A warning means grab your knees.
It's going to be dicey. Looks volatile.
Had an opportunity to interview Donny Osmond today.
I had an opportunity to interview Donny Osmond today. So, bless, he is coming to the Muriel Kaufman Theater on June 11th. He's bringing his entire Las Vegas residency show with all the bells and the whistles. He's taking it on the road, if you will. And I got a chance to talk with him today. And we were literally, I'm going to set the stage, we were literally 0.04 seconds into the interview. I just said, "Hi, Donnie." And he goes, "Hi, Michael." And then this happened.
Your heart.
Well, I got to tell you, first thing I got to do when I get to Kansas City is go to Q39.
Oh, really? That's your jam?
That's my jam. I tell you, after I go to Q39, then I can do a show, not the other way around.
Okay, duly noted. We will get into the whole barbecue milieu here in a second. That's awesome.
Burt Hands is my middle name. Donald Burt Hands Osmond. That's my name.
Donnie Burt N. I would not have known that nugget. And thank you for sharing that with me.
Hilarious. Yes. So, yeah, that was pretty funny. And it was even more.
He's very affable.
I know. He was, and he joked through the whole interview. I did it for The Pitch. The Big Boy article will be coming out next month. But as we kind of got into the weeds, I was asking him, you know, tell me about the show, tell me about the performance and all the things. And then I got into, it's been a hot minute since Donny Osmond has been on tour. And so I wanted to talk about the grind of the tour. And, well, let's just say he was pretty candid.
We just had the time of our lives on the show. So it's the worst part is the wear and tear of it all. The best part is the show and the little extracurricular activities like going to Q39.
Yes. Speaking of, please tell me you are as much of a fan of Casey as Casey is of you. I never knew that about Andy Reid.
Well, we don't really publicize it, but they invited me to come to the game here in Vegas for the Super Bowl, and unfortunately it was all set and I couldn't go. I had to be home in Utah with my family, and that comes first, obviously. So I had to cancel that, but I was looking forward to seeing them during the Super Bowl. Boy, what a game that was. My goodness. Probably one of my favorite Super Bowls.
Amen. Hey, here's a question from a reader. What fan experience has left the greatest impression?
We talked for about 20 minutes. He was just a chatty Cathy the whole time. And it's funny, if you...
Take away my only dream.
Puppy love.
Okay.
That was from the early
1972.
Well, during Osmond Mania, he talked a lot about that too. But my favorite part of the interview was him just being such a chatty Cathy. Now, if you go to my Facebook page or you go to my Twitter page, it has been 25 years almost to the day that I interviewed Donny
Osmond.
You
look like a baby. In that picture.
I know. He was the very first celebrity interview I had here when I got to Kansas City 25 years ago. And I showed him that picture and he died laughing.
All right. So that's going to be in the pitch next month.
Pitch next month. And Donny Osmond comes to the Muriel Kaufman Theater June 11th.
We are under a tornado watch until 9:00 tonight for the entire KMBZ listening area. Michael Mackey from MichaelMackey.com. Filling in for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott. Here on KMBZ, Festivus Friday, coming your way at 5:00.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.